Harry and Ron looked at her. She was standing with one foot in midair, with the dumbstruck look of one who had just been obliviated. Her eyes had even drifted out of focus. "At the time," she finished in a whisper. "Something wrong?" asked Ron. "There was a locket." "What?" said Harry and Ron together. "In the cabinet, in the drawing room. Nobody could open it, and we... Harry felt as though a brick had slid down through his chest into his stomach. He remembered. He had even handled the thing as they passed it around, each trying in turn to prise it open. It had been tossed into a sack of rubbish, along with the snuff box of wart cap powder and the music box that had made everyone sleepy. "Creature nicked loads of things back from us," said Harry. It was the only chance, the only slender hope left to them, and he was going to cling to it until forced to let go. He had a whole stash of stuff in his cupboard in the kitchen. "Come on." He ran down the stairs, taking two steps at a time, the other two thundering along in his wake. They made so much noise that they woke the portrait of Sirius's mother as they passed through the hall.
"Filth! Mudbloods! Scum!"
she screamed after them as they dashed down into the basement kitchen and slammed the door behind them. Harry ran the length of the room, skidded to a halt at the door of Creature's cupboard, and wrenched it open. There was the nest of dirty old blankets in which the house elf had once slept, but they were no longer glittering with the trinkets Creature had salvaged. The only thing there was an old copy of Nature's Nobility, A Wizarding Genealogy. Refusing to believe his eyes, Harry snatched up the blankets and shook them. A dead mouse fell out and rolled dismally across the floor. Ron groaned as he threw himself into a kitchen chair. Hermione closed her eyes.
"It's not over yet," said Harry, and he raised his voice and called, "Creature!"
There was a loud crack, and the house elf that Harry had so reluctantly inherited from Sirius appeared out of nowhere, in front of the cold and empty fireplace. Tiny, half-human-sized, his pale skin hanging off him in folds, white hair sprouting copiously from his bat-like ears. He was still wearing the filthy rag in which they had first met him, and the contemptuous look he bent upon Harry showed that his attitude to his change of ownership had altered no more than his outfit.
"Master,"
croaked Creature in his bullfrog voice, and he bowed low, muttering to his knees.
"Back in my mistress's old house with the blood traitor Weasley and the mud blood."
"I forbid you to call anyone blood traitor or mud blood," growled Harry.
He would have found Creature, with his snout-like nose and bloodshot eyes, a distinctly unlovable object, even if the elf had not betrayed Sirius to Voldemort.
"I've got a question for you," said Harry, his heart beating rather fast as he looked down at the elf, "and I order you to answer it truthfully. Understand?"
"Yes, master,"
said Creature, bowing low again. Harry saw his lips moving soundlessly, undoubtedly framing the insults he was now forbidden to utter. 2 years ago," said Harry, his heart now hammering against his ribs, "there was a big gold locket in the drawing room upstairs. We threw it out."
"Did you seal it back?"
There was a moment's silence, during which Creature straightened up to look Harry full in the face. Then he said,
"Yes."
"Where is it now?"
asked Harry jubilantly, as Ron and Hermione looked gleeful. Creature closed his eyes as though he could not bear to see their reactions to his next word.
"Gone."
"Gone?" echoed Harry, elation flooding out of him. "What do you mean, it's gone?" The elf shivered. He swayed.
"Creature," said Harry fiercely, "I order you."
"Man dungus fletcher,"
croaked the elf, his eyes still tight shut.
"Mandungus Fletcher stole it all. Miss Bella's and Miss Sissy's pictures, my mistress's gloves, the Order of Merlin first class, the goblets with the family crest,
Creature was gulping for air. His hollow chest was rising and falling rapidly. Then his eyes flew open, and he uttered a blood-curdling scream.
"And the locket, Master Regulus's locket, Creature did wrong. Creature failed in his orders."